A tight three-cornered electoral race is coming to the federal seat of Idmonero in New South Wales. Labor will be desperate to retain the marginal seat, which is being vacated by sitting member Mike Kelly due to poor health. But the other potentially savage contest brewing is between the Liberal and the National Party. New South Wales Deputy Premier John Barilaro is reportedly weighing up whether to quit his state seat to stand in the Idmonero by-election, the first in 94 years. Peter Cochran is a former Nationals candidate for Idmonero and was a sitting member for the state electorate of Monero for a decade, the seat that John Barilaro currently holds. He knows John Barilaro pretty well. A very good morning to you, Peter Cochran.
Good morning, Hamish.
And I should say, for context for our listeners, John Barilaro is a friend of yours. I think you've backed some of his campaigns in the past, so that context is important.
It is, Hamish, and let's clear the record. And I'm waiting for the ABC gotcha question, so I'm going to get in front of you and say that I made a donation to the Barilaro campaign before John Barilaro was elected to Parliament. The declaration was declared with the Electoral Commission, and John has been through the pre-selection process prior to that election, the election itself, through the backbench over a period of years, and then into Cabinet, and then Deputy Premier. So over a number of years, John Barilaro has demonstrated to the people that he has the courage to carry out his convictions in the electorate, and the donation that I made prior to his pre-selection was a good judgment.
No gotcha question there at all, Peter. Just in the interest of transparency for all our listeners, I think it's always worth dealing with those things up front. John Barilaro, he is, it must be said, a controversial character. It has been put to us in some of our soundings with his colleagues that Gladys Berejiklian might be so eager to see him go into federal politics that she'd be there manning the booths for him. Why do you think he's such a great representative?
Well, Hamish, I can say that Nick Greiner would have been just as keen to see me go as maybe the Gladys would be to see John go. But he is courageous, and the success in his representation is the fact that he comes from a distinguished family in Queanbeyan who are highly respected, successful business people. And John is a rare breed in politics in the fact that he's predictable, he's honest, and he's forthright. And being forthright, coming from Monero, is consistent, and I'd like to take this opportunity, while I'm saying that, to wish Mike Kelly all the best in his retirement. But that is the nature of the people that represent the Monero. And with the exception of one Hendy, I would say that our representation has always been consistent and forthright. John Barilaro has been an outstanding local member and an outstanding Deputy Premier, and it's been recognised by the community. And if he stands for Idmonero, I will back him, and I'll have the support of our team in Idmonero, and no doubt he will win.
You mentioned Mike Kelly. In many ways, you couldn't get two more different characters. Mike Kelly, this very sort of gentle giant, I suppose, but with a strong military background. John Barilaro, very colourful in his descriptions, describes himself as a brawler. It would be a very big change, wouldn't it, for the electorate?
Yes, I think it represents the nature of the two men, and they are different. Mike's a lovely fellow, and I've always found him to be a gentleman, and I found John Barilaro always to be a gentleman. It's just the way they present themselves, and I can say that I've seen very few people whose courage in political terms equal that of John Barilaro. He is, apart from being forthright, he's well-researched, he gets his facts right before he presents a case, and when he presents a case to Cabinet, he only wins because he's got the good argument.
He does issue a fair number of threats, doesn't he, though? I mean, he is well known for threatening the Liberals with resigning, breaking up the coalition, with pulling New South Wales, for example, out of water-sharing arrangements. And he often doesn't seem to follow through on those threats.
Well, I dispute that because he does, and that's ongoing business, and no doubt that.
When you say he does, what's he followed through?
Well, he does. I mean, he delivers in terms of infrastructure for New South Wales. There hasn't been anybody in my 40 odd years of observing politics in this state, I have not seen anybody who's got the capacity to deliver on his promises with infrastructure. And not only that, in terms of his representation of rural people, he has been more than forthright and courageous. I mean, he's been, you know, very dogmatic in the way that he's represented the people. And that would no doubt upset some of the Liberals, and I've no doubt about that. And we make no excuse for that. I mean, that's the way the National Party should be, and that's why he's such a successful leader.
I want to talk about what his potential impact might be on federal politics, if indeed he gets there. But, of course, it's certainly not a done deal. It looks like Labor will endorse Christy McBain, the current mayor of Bega, who won a lot of praise for her handling of the bushfires. The Liberals saying that they would field a candidate. The name Jim Molan, the New South Wales senator, is being mentioned along with the state transport minister, Andrew Constance. Do you have any sense of who the Liberals might field and what sort of contest that might be?
Well, Andrew Constance, I understand, has already said that he won't run against his mate, John Barilaro, and I'd respect that. I mean, Andrew Constance's family came from Berridale in the mountains, and he's a good mate of mine. And Jim Molan was a cadet at Duntroon when I was there as an instructor. I was his PT instructor, or one of them. And Jim suffers from the same problem as I do. He's, you know, coming into the twilight years, and he's been an outstanding representative of Australia, both in military terms and political terms. I have utter respect for him. The fact is that the National Party have a very strong candidate, and I understand that the polling has already indicated that John Barilaro, despite the fact that he's got one hell of a challenge in front of him, is in front of the polls. And there's good reason for that. It's all to do with his performance.
Is he the sort of certainty that you seem to think he is? I mean, he has a very public record of being very pro-nuclear. He's obviously very strong in his position about Brumbies in the national parks, which can be divisive in some of those communities. And he was also away on holidays during the summer bushfires and had to rush his return as the fires were burning through his own electorate. I mean, they might seem like some vulnerabilities.
No, I would say that, here you go, and you got your questions now.
It's not a gotcha question. It's just a simple question about his record.
You're quite predictable. I can say I had those issues listed here that you would ask me about those things. So let's deal with them. Okay, so the nuclear issue, for example, we're all on to renewable energy. We're all on to finding alternative ways of providing energy into the future. And it's a great threat to this country that we don't have a decent plan to get ourselves into the next century with a predictable and reliable source of energy. Nuclear is one of those which you could well argue is being used right across the world now. Small nuclear plants are producing energy for countries across the world, and that's an argument which John Barilaro has carried successfully and with the support of the community. The second issue I'd say is regards to the Brumbies. Again, he has the support of the community, and that's been proven with people in the mountains that he does have their support, vast support. And that's another reason why this fellow is so popular. He's had the courage to take on those issues which are controversial. They're difficult to deal with, but he's had the courage to deal with them. And and as a consequence of that, he's got the support of the community, across the political spectrum. So I see, John, this is not a shoo-in by any means. I mean, Monero and Ed Monero have historically been tough campaigns, and not only that, you need candidates there that are representative of the community, people that relate to the community. You know, if you go back to people like Steve Major, if you go back to some of those representatives, Jim Snow was a good old mate of mine, they were in touch with the community and identified those issues which they had the courage to take into the political spectrum. And that's what John's done, and that's why he wins so much support. So it's not a shoo-in by any means. I mean, Christy McBain, as you said, has won support in her local area down there. Queanbeyan is the key to Ed Monero, and there's a large population there which John takes a big boat out of, and I think that'll be hard to toss.
And just to stress, I mean, these are pretty straightforward questions about issues in the electorate. They're not any attempt to gotcha. This is simply about making sure we ask the relevant questions. This is not a sort of political advertisement. John Barilaro is clearly considering a run, and so these are relevant things to ask you about. What would his impact be on the federal National Party if indeed he wins the seat? Would someone like Michael McCormack see him as an ally or a threat?
Well, Michael McCormack, again, is one of those different characters and would fall into the same category as Mike Kelly. He's a gentle character and he's a good friend of mine. And I would say that anybody who has the leadership qualities of John Barilaro would not be seen as a threat, but an asset. He will go onto the backbench and he'll have to work his way through the pack the same as every other one. And he'll have to gain the support as a consequence of his performance in the party room and in the electorate, in the wider electorate. And if he goes in there, he won't be seen as a threat. He'll be seen as an asset. And there are many capable people in that federal parliamentary room for the National Party, all of them capable of leading. And what we'd like to see is, or what we'd like to claim, is that we have a broad spectrum of people in our political party which have the capacity to lead. And John Barilaro is one of them, and I have no doubt that the parliamentary party room in Parliament House in Canberra will welcome John Barilaro, and if he gets to the top of the pack, well, good on him. If he doesn't, he'll work his guts out for his electorate, and that's what he's been doing for the last few years.
Peter Cochrane, thank you very much.
Thanks, Hamish.
Peter Cochrane, former National Party state member for Monaro and former candidate for Eden Monaro.